1039, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. As we continue on this Monday morning, December 6th, the downtown Main Street Christmas Parade is tonight, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of a different route this year. If you want to check that out, you can go to our website, mypigradio.com, click on the story, and it will show you the exact route. A little different from normal years, but it's downtown, so that's all that really matters. And the weather will be pretty nice for it. Going to be kind of chilly, but that's the way you want it on a Christmas parade. But anyway, it's time for our guest, our friend from the community. Of course, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, is brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice. And they are your friends. And speaking of friends, one of our favorite friends, guests from the community, is here to join us. That's Jessica Nix Jean.
Yes.
From the Miller County Fair.
Hey.
Good morning. How are
Good
you doing?
Morning. I'm great.
Man, she is ready to go with a Christmas ball coming up this weekend to benefit a local family that deserves it. And we want to find out all about the event this year. It's something that you told us before, and you told us again on Facebook a while ago, that your parents used to do, and you kind of brought it back last year, and you really enjoyed doing it.
I do. You know how things just kind of phase out. Mm-hmm. They did it for a season, and it really kind of phased out. And before my dad passed away in 2018, we'd really talked about bringing it back for different situations mm-hmm. or seasons. And he passed, let's say, 18, and in 20, well, I guess it was last year.
It was last 20, year. It
2020, was we were able to bring it back, and I did it in memory of my dad. And that's something, he always gave away the Cowboy of the Year Award, and it always benefited somebody down on their luck.
Right.
And I was my dad got hurt when I was in junior high, and we benefited from the Sheriff's Association. Mm-hmm. And my mom didn't work, and my dad had gotten hurt.
Right.
And Sheriff's Association played Santa Claus for us that year and provided groceries and things that
necessary
we needed.
Things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's and just
so that touched your heart.
It did, and I never
that
forgot
you're carrying it forward.
I never forgot that, mm-hmm. and so this is our way, as an association, to play Santa Claus.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
So it's the Christmas ball, the Cowboy Christmas ball, is coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir. It'll be this Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Four States Fairgrounds in the Ag Learning Center.
All right. So you moved it this year to the Ag Learning Center.
Right.
Lisa over there was very generous to say, come
she
on.
She is. She is my fair
She's
sister.
So sweet.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love her.
I love her. And really, her grandparents, I don't know if I've ever told y'all this, but her grandparents were on the Miller County Fair Board when we were growing up.
I love
that. And her grandma has always worked at the Four States Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And, we're both Nixes.
Uh-huh. Right.
Fun fact.
Yes.
And so she's dear, very dear to my heart. Our families are super close. Mm. And so I called her and we teamed up. And this way we were able to save a little money on expenses and give more to our family this
year.
Well,
that's what it's all about. So you're going to have it inside the Ag Learning Center at the Four States Fairgrounds on Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30?
Yes, sir.
And the event begins at 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell us all the things that are going to be going on.
Yeah, it's a fun night.
It is a fun night. The Dusty Rose Band will be there to perform for us. Mm-hmm. We have the Cowboy of the Year that will be given away and honored. And then just a good time. You're able to dance, and Lisa will have an open bar provided for us.
Okay,
we do ask that you don't get too...
Keep it classy.
Yeah, because there's gonna be families there. And
right, it's a family event,
but I mean, last year we had no problems, and I don't anticipate any problems this year at all. I think the group of people who come out for the Cowboy Christmas Ball,
whole another group
of people. This isn't your electric cowboy crowd.
No.
Well, no,
we're not used to being up that late.
Right,
I have to take a nap.
That's true.
All right, well, hang around because we want to talk more about this because. You can give us a little information about the family that you're helping this year and why they particularly touched your heart. Because I know that people submitted people's mm-hmm. names and everything.
Right.
And it's a tough decision to look at that and go, well, who's the most deserving this year? Because, you know, it's kind of like, oh, who are we going to give? So tell us, we'll let you tell us about that family and some more of the details. And before y'all get out of here this morning, of course, playing games with Anna and the radio.
It's always
people
fun.
It's always fun. And we'll make sure it is right here. On the Pig on a Monday morning. Looking for the perfect... Yep, I can still make Cheyenne,
Good.
Says George on the Pig. Anna's going, please go to Cheyenne.
No, that's not what I said at all.
Did you get that out of that?
Exactly.
I'm going to take off at the end of the month.
Hard.
Yeah.
Go to Cheyenne.
How'd you manage that?
Well, you know, eventually I do take time off.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't take time off very often, but I do it every year on that last, because it's a dead week, and it's my birthday, and I just got to take some time off.
Okay.
Is it okay? It's all right, isn't it?
If you make it to Cheyenne, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now she wants me to be in Cheyenne. That's fine. I'll just go to Cheyenne and stay. Y'all can have the morning show. How about that? All right. This would be news time, but, you know, since Jessica Next Jeans is here, we're gonna just say we've already had news a couple of times.
Right.
And well, our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with Jessica Next Jean of the Miller County Fair about the big Cowboy Christmas Ball that's going on this Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30, and the festivities begin at 7. Going to get entertained by the great Dusty Rose Band and eat some terrific food from Texas Roadhouse.
Yum!
And then they're going to benefit an area family that's had a tough year.
Yeah.
And they need an uplifting. And this is what it is, uplifting. Tell us a little bit about the family that you ended up choosing for this year.
Okay. Y'all may cry, for real.
No, I got
so,
issues.
This family has impacted our community in more ways than one. The daddy passed away this year from COVID complications.
I'm sorry.
And he was just an all-around cowboy. He was a pickup man at several rodeos. He was a roper. He's a good, godly man. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing daddy. And he fought a hard fight.
He got COVID. It got him down.
And just different... It just really killed his organs, I would say.
Yeah.
That's just the easiest way to explain it. Mm. He passed away earlier this year, and his wife and kids have picked up his legacy.
How many kids does he have?
Four girls, one boy, and a son-in-law.
And a son-in-law, okay.
Big family.
Big family.
And they're close.
And they are very close.
Okay.
They're still farming their daddy's land.
Oh, that's special.
All the kids are working.
Right.
To pay bills and make ends meet and pay their rodeo fees and different things like that. Those kids rodeo hard.
Yeah, the girls rodeo.
They
the
do.
Sons.
And they are good. And when I tell you they're a good hand, they're a good hand.
Yeah.
Just when you see them to this day, they have a smile on their face.
Even though they're grieving.
Even though they're grieving. And like I said, they just, they're the true meaning of Western heritage.
Yes, they are.
You see them and they are living a legacy of their daddy, husband, father-in-law.
Right.
And that,
it's
that's
so
what
special.
The cowboy of the year is.
It is. It is. It's what we're supposed to have.
Yeah, I guess they're living the lessons that they were taught by their dad.
They are.
Yeah. So it's a great family to help out.
Yes.
Obviously. And I'm sure there were a lot of other people that were very qualified, but, you know, you have to make a choice.
You do. And I will, let me explain. This family, of all the families, still has young kids.
Okay.
I mean, they range from fifth grade to adult and married.
So the family needs some big help.
Yeah,
family needs Santa Claus.
Yeah, fifth grade young.
Yep. And this is what Santa Claus is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
This is who Santa Claus truly is.
Truly
when people
is.
Say, I can't believe you still believe in Santa Claus.
No, we're all Santa.
We all believe in Santa Claus.
This is Santa Claus. This is what Santa is about. And it's not about Xboxes and big screen TVs. This is Santa. And it's providing a need for someone.
Right.
Sometimes someone's need is a big TV.
Right.
Others is socks and underwear. And this is...
Christmas dinner
and to be loved on.
Right.
Santa needs lots of help.
Yes,
he
does.
We got a helper right here.
Yeah. One of his biggest recruits right here.
Absolutely. One of our biggest recruits is Jessica Next Jean and her crew that pulls these things off every year.
Yeah,
and
thank
it's
you.
Great to have it. Now,
appreciate it.
Tickets. How much are tickets? How can they get the tickets?
Tickets are on sale until Friday, and then we won't have any door admission or anything.
So you need to get them ahead of time online?
Right. Online, yes. Mm-hmm. So you can get them on our Facebook page.
Okay.
As well as the Four States Fair
website.
And it's just an e-tix.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It goes straight through there, and then
everybody knows how to do that these right. days. I mean, most everybody knows.
So, I mean, you can even go to the ETX website and type in Cowboy Christmas Ball, Texarkana, and it pulls it up.
Okay. So you can get your tickets easy, and it's not much considering that you're going to get Texas Roadhouse food and entertained by the Dusty Rose Band. And remember,
it's great people.
It's who you're helping out and what you're doing here. And have a great time and help them out at the same time. I think it's a wonderful thing that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just, it touches people's hearts.
Yes.
It really does. And that's what it's all about, helping, you know, your neighbors.
Helping others.
Helping your neighbors and your friends.
And, you know, our philosophy is as long as we're walking in God's will and doing as He instructs us to do for our fair association, we will continue to grow. And it's not about us. Mm-hmm. We have never made it about us. We give back 100%. Being a nonprofit, you're able to do that.
Right.
I mean, I wish I got paid for everything we did. Yeah. Oh, well.
What's after?
If she got paid for everything she did, she'd be pretty rich. But
That's
she
right.
doesn't.
I know.
But she doesn't. All right. She'll hang around. More of the Best of Most Country is coming up on The Pig. 1039, mypigradio.com, The Morning Show, John Ann and Friends. It's always difficult when you got two outstanding women here at the same time.
Anna
and Jessica Nix Jean. They're like a little team over there, but I love them.
We love you too, John.
Well, it's good. I need somebody to love me. We're talking about the Cowboy Christmas Ball that's coming up this Saturday night, and talking about love. That's kind of what it is. Y'all are reaching out and helping a family in need right here in our area that, you know, tragically lost the anchor of their family, the dad, and of the big family. And you're helping them out. That's what the proceeds about the Cowboy Christmas Ball is all about. And we'll kind of wrap that up here in a minute. But we always like to play a game. And today's game is yes or BS.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you something. And you decide whether it's yes or something about it's just not quite right. All right?
All right, let's do this.
And be careful how you answer this.
Oh,
same to you, Jessica. Same to you.
I was about to say, I didn't even get in trouble on this one.
Well, you'll know after I say it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The brain is nearly 60% fat.
Right.
So don't say, I knew that about you, John. Okay. Is that true or not?
I wouldn't think so. I think it's a muscle.
What
yes.
You think
muscle.
What? What'd y'all say?
It's a muscle.
So it's not fat?
No.
Okay. It's 60% fat.
Is it really?
It may be a muscle, but there's a lot of fat up there in my old head. All right,
that's where all my fat comes from. It just floats down.
Elvis Presley's backup singers were called the Elves.
What?
Elvis Presley's backup singers were called the Elves.
I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to go with her.
Well, I would too, because they were the Jordanaires.
Okay.
They weren't the Elves.
No, that makes no sense.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first U.S. president to fly in an airplane.
That's BS.
I'm going to go with her.
You're right, because it was actually Teddy Roosevelt
in
1910. Franklin Roosevelt wasn't president until like 1940-something.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. The first Lifesaver flavor was butter rum. Is that yes or BS? The very first Lifesaver flavor.
I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to go with her.
Well, that's good, because it was actually peppermint.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was going to say cherry.
I know that Jessica should know the answer to this question.
Okay.
And probably Anna, too, because she lived in the country.
All right.
Up in Canada. You can tell the color of a chicken's eggs, white or brownish, by looking at the earlobes of the chicken.
There are no earlobes on chicken. Oh, sorry.
Say BS on that. I'm not going to inspect a chicken to see what color their eggs are, okay? I like the surprise.
Well, they say here, I haven't inspected chickens that closely either, that they do have earlobes.
Oh, okay.
And you can tell the color of the chicken's eggs, white or brown.
Oh, well, now we know.
I thought y'all would have that one. All right. That's what I get for thinking.
Just a chicken connoisseur.
Yeah, now you know.
Antarctica is the only continent that does not have a McDonald's on it.
Sure.
What do you say?
I bet they have a McDonald's, though.
Well, you'd think they would, but they don't. They are the only continent that does not have a McDonald's.
Well, now we know two things.
Yep.
Earlobes and McDonald's.
Texas leads the United States in milk production.
No, that'd be Wisconsin, wouldn't it?
Well, that's cheese.
They have to have cow's milk to get cheese.
But do they do milk?
Yeah, there are dairy farms up there.
This could be a trick question, but it's not.
Okay.
Wisconsin is the dairy state for a reason. I know Texas is a big state and everything, and has lots of cows, but Wisconsin leads.
That's cheese. Where do you think cheese comes from, honey?
Wow. Let's see.
The chicken earlobe.
Right?
Sorry. Okay, we have time for two more.
Okay, good.
3 out of every 4 pencils sold in the United States are painted yellow. 3 out of every 4 pencils sold in the United States are painted yellow. Is that yes or B?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, there is a lot of yellow pencils, and there are a few that aren't. But you're right. That is correct. And over half of us say pretty gift paper to reuse. Over half of us say pretty.
Oh, yeah, more than that probably. Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
57% say they keep it if it's pretty.
I mean, I'm not that person, but there are people out there.
I am. Holding up all nicely.
And your gift sacks.
Real quick. I had a whole stash of them over there.
The Cowboy Christmas Ball is this coming Saturday night inside the Ag Learning Center at the Four States Fairgrounds. It is going to, doors open at 6:30, event begins at 7. They're going to have great food from the Texas Roadhouse, great entertainment from the Dusty Rose Band, and then they're going to benefit and help out a terrific family that really deserves it. That's not what all the proceeds are going to go to. They're going to have that great declaration. Once again, tell us real quick how you can get tickets ahead of time, because you have to get them before the event.
Before the event. So ticket sales will start Friday the 10th. Uh-huh. It's limited to 150 because that's the space that we have. So you can get them on our Facebook page. There's a link in the event, or you can go to Four States Fair website and click on the eTix events there.
Right.
All right. So if you want to help out a great family.
Have a good Saturday
and have
night.
A fun time. Yeah. Man, Texas Roadhouse, Dusty Rose Band, and helping people. I don't know.
It's $40 a ticket. Think about it. You get a dinner. You can't get a concert ticket and dinner anywhere.
No, and you don't have to wait in line.
No.
So there you go. Get your tickets and be there. Hope you have a great event. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for doing this for this family.
Yes.
More of the best in most country continues on The Pig.